Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at one way to detect and respond to SQL injection. So we oftentimes think about threat modeling in terms of a tree diagram or stride diagram or whatever. In my mind, what's really about, what the most important outcome is to figure out what the TTPs are, right? The tools, tactics, and procedures of the bad guy. And then do some mapping in terms of how we would either prevent or detect that predictor to our tactic. The other day we were talking about looking for user agent strings, for example, of specific tools and using them to throw up a red flag. Today I want to talk about a specific tactic and some of the evidence that might lead. So tip for you, a lot of times SQL injection tools these days will use the SQL command wait for. Wait for is a command that introduces a delay. That delay is configurable in terms of seconds, and the attack is very simple. They do a wait for, and they wait to see if it comes back in that amount of time, right? So I say, hey, select all data, and you're like, here it is. And so I say, hey, wait for 30 seconds. I'm not gonna make you wait for 30 seconds. Pretend we just hit fast forward. Work with me. And then it comes back 30 seconds later, and like, there is a way that we were able to inject code. And that then gets alerted to the attacker, who then does a more manual probe and plays around with it till he can figure out how to suss out data or get more things. But it's that wait for, which is usually the automated tool or automated way of saying, hey, is there anything here? What's going on? Now, that's the tactic. How do we prevent it? Well, you prevent it like any SQL injection. But how do you detect it is more interesting. How do you detect it is enabling SQL logging. How you detect it is throwing alert whenever wait for is caught. Now you may be, wait a minute, that could happen all the time, or maybe I've got apps that use wait for. There's a million and one reasons why you're like, well, I don't know if that's a good idea, Wolf. So then you add that as a log source into your SIM, and you set up a threshold alert. So if this happens X amount of times, alert. If this happens for the first time in a new IP address, alert. If it happens for the first time, it's never happened before, alert. Those types of things. You look for that wait for command to hit, you throw in the SIM, you alert on it, someone in the SOC goes, oh, what's this? And they, if the SOC is so equipped, pull up the use cases, look at the throw and go, this is a common TTP of SQL injection. Early indication, I'm gonna stop this bad guy. And that's how you convert a simple tactic into a response, right? A simple punch into a counter punch. What have you seen in SQL injection? Have you stopped anything recently? That's really awesome. Hit me up in comments or on social media. Have a good one.